Welcome to Natural Recovery from Suffering. This is Scott Killaby. I was watching something the other day, and I felt sorry for the person who was being told to just really allow that sensation. Because I knew that that person was not going to be able to really allow that sensation. And this was I usually see this with non-dual teachers, but I don't think this person was a non-duality teacher. The person was referencing David Hawkins, his book. I don't remember the name of it. Many of you guys may know, though, where he talks about letting go, I think. Essentially, he talks about as you feel a sense. Well, he talked about emotions, I think. When you feel into emotion fully, without any need to fix it, change it, get rid of it, or do anything with it, it just comes and goes. Actually, I agree with David on that. That generally speaking, if it's an emotion, now we're not talking about sensations and contractions yet, or chronic pain. But when it comes to an emotion, so I'm going to define an emotion here as, you know, that feeling of sadness that you feel at a funeral or anger when somebody upsets you, it's an actual emotion and it comes and then it goes. And it doesn't last very long usually unless we're identified with it. But like even science had a study a few years ago that said the strongest human emotions last no longer than like 30 seconds, no more than a minute. I think that was even stretching it, if it's not resisted. Well, so most of our work, as you know, is in the resistance of emotions, or to emotions. But here, this guy, this was not a non-duality teacher, and I wish I would remember his name. Anyway, it's someone who is known for teaching people to just rest and let it all be. But he specializes on sensations. And again, it's not a non-dual teacher, it doesn't matter. If you ever see this anywhere, pay attention. This right here, to me, is a dangerous teaching. It's people doing the best that they can, and it's really innocent. And so nobody can truly be blamed for this, but people need to stop doing it because they don't know. In other words, if I thought that this particular person who has like many, many followers was intentionally doing something that could harm people, I would write letters to him. I would write strongly worded emails if I cared enough to do that. And I think I would say something. If I thought somebody was intentionally encouraging a bypass, and that's awful to do that. I can't even fathom, you know, because it's mostly unconscious stuff. But what's so disheartening about this guy is not that he's unintentionally leading people into a bypass that's very dangerous. I'll explain what he does in a second, but that he's kind of smug about it. I don't mind confidence. Confidence is good because it shows you've done some work or you're just a hurt repressor who identifies with confidence to stay safe. But the confidence shows me that he has done a lot of deep work. It's an inner confidence. He's done the work of resting with a lot of sensations. This person has. You can tell that he's lived it. But he's not going to free himself from suffering, and I guarantee he hasn't, because you can't that way. I tried. I mean, my God, you guys should write comments. I've had every experience you could imagine with body contraction throughout the years. I'll share it with you. But I know what works and I know what doesn't for myself. And I would be surprised if you find something different because you're human too. And I don't know how this happens, but here's what he said to people. And when you hear this, you're not going to think of this as controversial probably at first. But maybe if you listen to me, you will. He was criticizing Hawkins, actually, this person. And he was saying, well, really, it's not about emotions. It's about sensations and the deep body contractions. And that's correct. It is. He has that right. And anybody who's lived on earth and done any kind of spiritual work knows that, that it's the body contraction. The body keeps the score. We may not have words for the fact that it's trauma, but if we sit on a meditation mat long enough, you learn what does not come and go. You learn what persists in your body. Many meditators have long-term relationships with contractions, where they work with contractions constantly, and it's sad because there's a way to work with it skillfully and dissolve it. But it isn't through that kind of meditation. And it isn't through what this teacher was saying, because I've tried this too, and I'll explain it. He was saying, Hawkins is just focusing on emotions and it won't go deep enough. So you need to bring awareness into a sensation without any intention to do anything with it. And just let it be as it is. Without resisting it or doing anything to it. Just letting it completely do whatever it wants. Then he just goes into great detail on this. Don't go find that teacher. Let me explain, because it sounds very accepting. I felt it makes me sad, actually. It really does, because of how skillful it sounds. It's really hard to impress upon people that I did this. The reason the tears are coming up is because I have bad experiences with that particular suggestion. Really bad experiences. Suicidal thoughts. Because I took up that whole suggestion too as a teacher, is just rest and let it all be. And in terms of thoughts and feelings, those are the kinds of things that we can allow. Because those, to our system, they're safer than the trauma, than the frozen fear in our bodies that creates these sensations. So yeah, we can allow thoughts. That's doable. And the emotions, that's Hawkins. But the sensations, when he starts to say, and teachers start to say, now just allow the sense of separation. Well, first of all, what else are you going to do with it? Let's be honest. In terms of the first thing, you have to bring acceptance to a sensation. But it's only the beginning. When you bring, he suggests people to bring awareness to the sensation as if we're bringing acceptance to the sensation. He's completely unaware of the unconscious conditioning that creates the sensation to say that. Because once I became aware that these dense sensations contain emotional repression and unprocessed programming from childhood around emotions, never would I say to anyone, rest and just let that be. Because that's not what's going on there. You're not letting that be. If you were letting that be, it would be like thoughts and feelings. It would come and then it would go. But these sensations, these are being held onto by unconscious conditioning that is very, very powerful. The deepest core fear holds these sensations together. And this fear is unconscious. And it is much more powerful than the intention that you have or don't have to let that sensation be. That sensation's agenda is completely different than that, than whatever agenda or non-agenda you're bringing to it in awareness. It has its own intrinsic agenda, which is to hold on to whatever emotion is in that sensation and not let it go for any reason, and to be really afraid of expressing it. And so that is all going on in the sensation and more. So when we're resting with it in this deep quietness, it's a complete bamboozle. We're completely bamboozling ourselves, not just slightly, but like deeply bamboozling ourselves when we rest with a sense of sensation, because that's an opportunity that we have that we squander when we rest with a sensation. When we don't see that resting and allowing a sensation is only the beginning, then we squander it, because it is only the beginning. To start to see that you create that sense of separation by holding emotion back. And you can't see that by sitting and just letting it be. So how do I know this? Well, I can only say that I know this for myself. I also know this for a lot of people that come here. It's not just me, you know, speculating or projecting. This is tried and true in this community that many, many people, if not pretty much everyone, came in one way or another because there was sensation in their body that was persistent in this way, that they tried all the ways, like this person is suggesting, and I did too. So here's why, for me, it's all experiential. It's not heady as to why this is not a good practice, because I almost died. And this is one of the reasons that I almost died. And let me explain it. People who have never gotten to this place with resting with the sensation can't relate, because they might have pleasant experiences with allowing sensations, which I did too for many years. Because you can, when you rest and allow a sensation, you do release some of the, you could say, topical resistance to that sensation, which makes the sensation sit or feel a little better, or in some cases even transmute some. But it does not take the sensation away, because, and even teachers will say, don't have an intention for it to go away. Right, but see, all of that pretends like there's no agenda there already to say all those things to people. It's like, it's almost like training people to fall asleep right there, to truly fall asleep, and to believe even that they can sit there and allow that sensation. It's a belief, because it isn't true. It's an experience that doesn't happen. Here's what happened to me when I tried that to see if it was true, that you could really just allow a sensation fully. See, we developed tools through the years that I think are more skillful than even what this teacher is offering with regard to allowing a sensation. But we do not even much at all sometimes show those tools to the public because of how dangerous they are. Seriously, think about this for a second. We developed a way to be with sensations that's even more accepting than what he said, and we don't put it out in the public. I did it once. We have two tools, actually. One is called Metaphysical Hands, and the other is called Make It Stay, where we go beyond. These were developed when I was really suffering. These were developed right before the repression inquiry, where I broke through the repression barrier for that spine sensation that was very dense, very similar to the contractions that people feel in their bodies on the awakening process. Had this dense energy in my spine, and my doctors labeled it spinal stenosis. So I did what this teacher said, because that was just how I related to things. I would just let it be as it is. But I went deeper into that acceptance before I discovered repression by doing this. As I would feel into it, I would see if I could make it stay by feeling it. And I took all of the topical resistance out of it. It's hard to explain, but there's an unconscious resistance that never gets to. But there's a topical or surface resistance, and I got really good at it. Not in an ego way, it's just a skillful way of like truly allowing a sensation and taking as much of the resistance that's conscious out of the experience of allowing a sensation. And it didn't work fully. It just made me feel slightly better, but the nerve pain kept increasing at the center of that sensation. And there was nothing I could do at the center, the hypocenter of that spinal stenosis, because it was really deep inside the sensation. And the sensation was really a dissociation, as chronic pain and contraction often is. I was having trouble feeling into that area. So the whole idea even of resting and feeling into something and allowing it was ridiculous, because I couldn't even feel into it. It was so dense. That's why I thought it was physical, but it wasn't. It dissolved. It was emotional. It took a while because I resisted the process. But before I developed repression inquiry and I was doing these really advanced acceptance ways of just being with it, like this teacher, I saw that I contributed to the bypass that way. The more skillful that we get at the level of consciousness above the repression, at the conscious level, in some ways, the more we fool ourselves into thinking we're getting to the root. And we just miss it then completely because there's this repression barrier that people can't get beyond. And it's like I accidentally stepped into it because I was hurting so bad that the resting and allowing that nerve pain wasn't fucking working. And I was so like to the end of my rope, but I couldn't express anger because if I could, I could have released a lot of that energy, but I couldn't. And my frustration just built. My resentment towards my own teaching of people to allow everything. I saw how ridiculous that was at this level. And then I saw, holy shit, I'm creating this sensation. That's when I broke through the barrier. And I saw that from that point forward, I saw how ridiculous it was to think that I was resting and allowing that sensation. Because I never was. Once I broke through the barrier, I found the conditioning inside the sensation. And it was saying something completely different than what I was telling myself and what these teachers were telling me about being with this sensation. The sensation was being created by me for safety. I needed that there. I wanted it there at the unconscious level. I was angry and I was afraid of it. And there was no way that I was going to express that. And there was no way I was going to let go of that chronic pain. That was the truth of my experience at that time. But I didn't know the truth of my experience until I broke through the repression barrier. Because everything was a lie above that. What this teacher is saying is a lie. What I was writing in my books for 7 years is a lie. What the other non-dual teachers are saying is a lie. Because it isn't based in trauma, and it doesn't appreciate the real duality, which is that we have buried emotions below the surface, creating suffering at the surface. So once I broke through that barrier, I let go of all that kind of teaching. It's like I shifted out of the suicidal ideation because I saw what was going on. And I just, you know, when you hit a dark enough spot, you're willing to let go of everything. And that's what happens. You don't even know you're letting go of everything when you get to the darkest place because you have to process at a level that you've never processed before to move to truly heal out of that. And I did. And I got to the deepest fear and I saw the whole fucking non-dual teaching game was a game of fear. I had to find that because it just buried my anger too. So not only was the non-dual thing a bypass, but all the anger that I could have mustered to speak up and leave that and stop bypassing was buried by non-dual teaching and other teachers like this, who miss the main duality. We have buried emotions that drive the suffering at the surface. So when resting with the sensation, the proper thing to do is to tap into the repression, the unprocessed emotion that creates it. That's the skillful, the healthy, the holistic, the embodied way of being with that. That's the science-based way, really. So we're at this place where this is dying. There's a bunch of dinosaurs in the world. And that species is dying, and they don't know it. And they're just still roaming the earth and telling people to rest with sensations. You're like heavy metal before Nirvana came along. You just don't know it. There's a new era because trauma is killing us. Literally, it's in the science. Emotional repression is making us die early because we ignore it. And we ignore it so much in spirituality. The whole progression, I didn't really finish the story. I went from that kind of absurd resting with the sensation that I'm creating, but I don't know it, to now I'm tapping into the repression barrier and I'm seeing that sensation dissolve, to Now it's gone. So there is the way out of suffering. And there's a barrier to the way out of suffering being reinforced by the teachings. Because you guys rely on us to point or suggest. But if we bump right up against this repression barrier and we don't know how to go through it, or we've not gone through it, then we can't take you through it. So we're going to say things like, just rest with the door. That's what you're doing, is you're, when you rest with the sensation, you're standing outside of a big steel door. And on the other side of the door is your potential, everything you want, your freedom, your love. That's what's so fucking sad about it. The teachers just take you up to the door and have you rest with the fucking door. Why are we resting with the door? Why aren't we opening the door to the unconscious? I personally want to thank people like Almas, Ken Wilber, and a few others, a very few others, who started to open the door of the unconscious for us. Of course, Freud and Carl Jung and all the people before that, and all the trauma researchers, Bessel van der Kolk. I had to stop and just feel some tears of gratitude. For Peter Levine and others like that, all of them. Did I say Dr. Sarno? Alan Gordon. There's so many others who have opened the door to the unconscious for us. And goodbye to the age of the dinosaurs. Because we can't afford it. Our health can't afford to be taken to the door of the unconscious and told, well, this is where I leave you. Just rest with that. When that's our whole, that's it. That's the key to our freedom, through that door. You know, when I went through the door and reversed the repression and embodied presence, and now I have the freedom that I always wanted. When I look back, you know, you've heard me try to make sense of it. I still can't make sense of it until I look at it through the lens of repression, and then it makes sense. But when I try to make sense of it any other way, it doesn't. That why would humans do something that encourages other humans to completely miss the root of suffering? If you didn't know better and you were looking from the outside, it's a really aggressive and mean thing to do. And when you become conscious, it looks like a crossing of boundaries, even to lead people into a bypass. It's like going into their experience, you know, even though they're consenting. But what are they consenting to? Are you consenting to being led into a bypass? Nobody does that. And yet you're led into one because you're led to the door of the unconscious, and because you're afraid of the fear that's in there. And for some reason, the teacher's not taking you there. You're being programmed not to even know how to go into that unconscious, or that it's even important, or that the sensation contains the repression. Why? Well, here's my answer, I think. Because it's not mean people. If these people were conscious of what they were doing, they would stop, just like I did. But you're not conscious of that. Before you go into the repression barrier, you're driven by repression, which means that the repression will keep you from going through the door. It's trying to keep you safe. So it devises language and disciplines, and even the entire fucking medicine was created to ignore emotions. If you look at the new science, we're driven by emotions, and yet we have this medical, you know, branch. Well, it's, what do you call it? Medicine. That completely misses it, almost. We that was developed, or, you know, that's our consciousness. So unconscious to the actual root of suffering that we've created all of that to distract ourselves. And then look at all the spirituality that has been created to distract ourselves from that door to the unconscious. And then Freud came along and opened the door. And then people who were scared of that door later criticized a few things of his and then shifted it back to, let's get away from the door. There's a scandal in therapy that hasn't been revealed yet, just like there is in spirituality. A scandal meaning we were about to get to the root of suffering and people took us away from the door. People criticized Freud, and that criticism swallowed his work, which is not, it didn't swallow it completely, but it shifted the tide towards nervous system regulation and emotional regulation in therapy, when Freud was talking about ending suffering because repression was creating it. He was right, and so was Carl Jung. But just like in spirituality, when we have really good intentions to be free and to teach people to be free, what we end up doing is not taking them through the door, and instead landing on these spiritual viewpoints or frameworks or contexts that are distracting to the fact that we're raging underneath. When we get into the door, that's all that there is for some of us, is pure repressed rage, which just feels like this sense of separation. But we can transmute it because it's the rage that we buried through that door, or the buried hurt or sadness right through that door. But we don't go there. So we don't really experience freedom. Now, some people have throughout history, of course. But how are you going to do it that way? Because you see, even to get into the door, you have to bring up the conditioning in the consciousness that has that door shut for safety. And if you don't bring that conditioning up that shuts that door for safety, that conditioning remains unheard in consciousness. And then all you feel is that sensation and awareness. You don't hear the conditioning that keeps it there for dear life. And so as you rest with it on the surface, you see, that's not going to work. You might see some changing and transmuting. You might poke around in it and things change. But we're talking about ending suffering, not just poking around at something or throwing spaghetti on the wall to see if something sticks. You need skill to get through that door, because that door is shut tight. You closed that door when you were a kid. That's how repression works. We don't realize we did it. But at a very early age, we learn to just store certain emotions over and over and over and over again. And that creates that barrier where we don't realize we've done it, a barrier to our consciousness of that. See, this is the real duality. Because everything at the surface, before we go into the door of the unconscious, is there to keep us safe. And yet everything through the door in the unconscious is what we're afraid of. There's our duality. Our fear is buried. We identify with what keeps us safe and gets us love and approval. We identify with the opposite quite often of what we buried. There's our main duality. See how we miss that? And this is really dangerous to miss this, guys, because science tells us that the buried stuff drives the suffering. So when teachers take you up to the door and you can't go any further, that's you saying no to freedom and real authenticity right there. That's them encouraging you to say no to it. If you knew that, you would never accept that kind of instruction. You would reject it. You would become more skillful. You might even come here and learn how we do this, is make the unconscious conscious, these repressed emotions, so that these sensations can dissolve the right way and the suffering that they produce can go away. So it's 30 minutes, which means, as you know, I'm going to let you be, because I don't want to flood the social media airwaves with long talks, spiritual talks. 30-minute talks is all we need here. To see if you're interested to come and talk to me one-on-one, there's a link in all the latest podcasts. You click on the link. It's a free one-on-one chat just to see if KI is a good fit. Please be at least somewhat seriously interested in working one-on-one with me. I'm also considering doing a group, a small group to help people start the repression inquiry. So come to talk to me for that reason if you want. Please take the repression test at repressiontest.com before you talk to me. That gives us an indication of what's on the other side of that door for you. That'll make the conversation so much better. And if you're not quite ready to come and talk to me, just go to the test if you want, repressiontest.com. That'll get you on our newsletter. Thank you.